Uganda's truce and resettlement may help expand ministry. HCJB World Radio fine-tunes a working ministry model, and Faith, Hope, and Love bring the gospel to life in rural Thailand. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Uganda's government wants all camps of internally displaced persons in the north to be closed by December 31. This comes as rebels signed a truce last week to spur peace talks. Every Child Ministries' John Rouster says it's a good time for them to branch out.
We've been invited by Action International to come and see if Every Child Ministries can develop some children's programs in the neediest IDP camps where the children are virtually having no teaching. And there's been two generations now where there's been virtually no schooling of the children.
It's a strategic place for their work because
we try to minister to both the social needs and also to the gospel needs of the people, whether they do be children or adults. We've had many adults accept Christ. It will be aimed at children, but you know the Lord, He speaks to people's hearts in different ways.
Next, 29 people are dead, more than 200,000 displaced, after Cyclone Agni tore through Andhra Pradesh, India. The storm has had an impact on India partners and organizations working in the region. Executive Director Brent Hample says the situation has forced the evangelical church into action.
The churches are acting as the relief centers as well. The churches are concrete, they're solid. And the only things that can stand up to the floods and a cyclone. And so everybody in the village, both Hindu, Christian, Muslim, will come and get refuge within the Lord's house.
While this kind of catastrophe isn't wished on anyone, Hempel says God is using it.
In the hour of need, these people will remember that they were saved because of the church. Sometimes you can preach as much as you want, but until you actually put that into action, does it really touch people's hearts and open them up to the love of Jesus Christ?
Funding is needed to help churches do more. Go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. 75 years worth of dedication to world evangelism has yielded a more focused mandate for HCJB World Radio. HCJB's Dee Walker says that requires a vision for global planning that starts in Latin America. Part of that transformational goal is to see believers mobilized for evangelistic work.
We believe that this mobilization center would be a powerful tool to use in making sure that this strategy of training trainers to train others, would be very successful. We have the technical knowledge, we have the history, we have the personnel, we have the partnerships.
Walker says they're starting in Latin America because that's where they have their heritage. The program will serve as a model for growth on an international scale.
One of the things we're looking at is to have a center in Latin America. But then another approach would be have a mobile center that moves from different regions. You know, once we've set everything in motion, a mobile center that will move to different regions so that we do not uproot these local believers from their immediate vicinities.
Next, dense smoke has been hindering flights, making it difficult for New Tribes missionary pilots to serve missionary teams working in remote locations. It's common in Indonesia for people to light fires in order to clear land for planting. The resulting smoke and lack of rain this year made it especially difficult. However, missionaries began praying, and miraculously, with no rain, the smoke cleared, allowing flights to resume. Pray that the witness to the power of prayer will help many turn to Christ. And a team of 50 Operation Mobilization volunteers and workers with Asia Challenge teams in northeast Thailand recently traveled to three rural areas unreached with the gospel. Hundreds of students made decisions for Christ. 137 others chose to follow Him through the medical clinics. Plans are underway to return to these villages and schools as early as December. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.